Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nurturies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Real Estate Investing for Dummies. Fourth Edition is a practical nonfiction guide in the personal finance and investing category, written for readers who want a structured introduction to property investing rather than a theoretical overview, authored by Eric Tyson and Robert S. Griswold. Two writers with strong finance and real estate backgrounds, the book is designed to explain how real estate can fit into an investment strategy across different market conditions. Its scope is broad, covering residential and commercial property types, financing, property management, and other routes such as REITs and raw land. The purpose of the book is not to promise easy profits, but to help readers evaluate opportunities, understand risks, and make informed decisions with a clearer grasp of the mechanics involved, in keeping with the For Dummies style. The text aims to make a complex subject accessible without stripping away the practical realities of ownership, lending, maintenance, and market competition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book broadens real estate beyond single-family rentals. One of the book's most useful features is its wide definition of real estate investing. Instead of limiting the discussion to buying rental homes, it covers condominiums, apartments, vacation properties, office buildings, industrial space, retail properties, raw land, and REITs. That range matters because many beginner guides treat real estate as a single strategy, when in practice, it is a collection of different asset classes with different capital needs, management burdens, and income profiles. By comparing these options, the book helps readers see that a good investment is not just a matter of buying property, but of matching property type to available time, financing, and risk tolerance. This broader framing also prevents overly simplified assumptions about cash flow. A condo, a commercial building, and a REIT involve very different levels of direct involvement and liquidity. The value of this topic is that it encourages decision-making based on fit and structure, not just on the general appeal of owning real estate. Secondly, practical frameworks for evaluating opportunities in a changing market. The book emphasizes timely and actionable advice because real estate investing is highly sensitive to interest rates, local demand, property condition, and financing costs. Rather than presenting property ownership as a fixed formula, it gives readers a way to think through market conditions and compare opportunities more carefully. This is important because many inexperienced investors focus too heavily on purchase price and overlook the full investment picture, including operating expenses, vacancy risk, and exit constraints. The book's practical tone suggests that investors should approach deals with a process, not intuition alone. That means understanding how to assess whether an asset can produce acceptable returns under realistic assumptions, not best-case scenarios. The book is also useful in showing that timing and market context affect the same property differently depending on the strategy being used. A rental, a fix and hold property, and a commercial asset may respond differently to the same local conditions. This kind of framework helps readers avoid common mistakes that come from treating real estate as universally safe or automatically profitable. Thirdly, financing is a central part of real estate strategy. A major strength of the book is that it treats financing as part of the investment decision, not as an afterthought. Real estate is unusual among asset classes because leverage is often built into the strategy from the start. So loan structure, down payment requirements, and borrowing terms can shape the eventual return just as much as the property itself. The book's coverage of financing options helps readers understand that the same property can be attractive or unattractive depending on how it is funded. This is especially important for beginners who may underestimate the impact of debt service on cash flow. By connecting financing to investment analysis, the book supports more realistic planning and discourages the assumption that price appreciation alone will justify a purchase. It also makes clear that different property types may demand different financing approaches. A small residential purchase and a commercial acquisition are not financed in the same way, and that distinction affects both access and risk. The result is a more disciplined view of how money, borrowing, and ownership interact in real estate investing. Fourthly, property management and day-to-day ownership as sources of risk and value, the book does not stop at purchase decisions. It also addresses what happens after acquisition, especially property management. This is a crucial angle because real estate returns are often determined by operational discipline rather than by the initial deal alone. Managing tenants, maintenance, repairs, and turnover affects both income stability and long-term property value. For that reason, the book's attention to ownership details gives readers a more complete picture of the business side of investing. Many novice investors imagine rental property as passive, but the book's practical orientation makes clear that ownership can require ongoing attention, systems, and people management. That matters even more when the investor owns multiple properties or commercial assets. Good management can protect margins, reduce vacancy, and preserve the usefulness of the asset. Poor management can erase gains quickly. By including this dimension, the book helps readers understand that real estate investing is not only about buying assets at the right price. It is also about operating them well over time, which is often where the real difference between average and strong returns appears. Lastly, why the guide is especially useful for beginners who need structure. The book is written for beginner to intermediate investors, and that audience focus shapes its value. This for Dummies format is designed to lower the barrier to entry for readers who may know they want to invest in real estate but do not yet understand the terminology, categories, or sequencing of decisions. Instead of assuming prior expertise, the book introduces the field in a way that helps readers build confidence while still respecting the complexity of the subject. That balance is important, because real estate can feel attractive precisely because it seems familiar, yet the mechanics of financing, due diligence, management, and property selection are often less obvious than they first appear. This book stands out by combining accessibility with breadth. It does not narrow the discussion to one niche strategy, and it does not oversimplify the process into a few easy steps. Readers get a practical map of the field, which is especially valuable for people deciding whether to enter real estate at all or how to add it to a broader investment portfolio. Its teaching style makes it a strong starting point for informed exploration rather than a sales pitch for quick profits. In conclusion, Real Estate Investing for Dummies, 4th edition, is best suited for readers who want a clear, practical introduction to property investing without having to sort through jargon-heavy or overly promotional advice. R. The Stogan, Tasting. It is especially useful for beginners and early stage investors who need to understand the full range of real estate options, from residential rentals and commercial property to raw land and rates. The book also benefits readers who already own property but want a more organized framework for financing, managing, and evaluating investments. Its main value lies in its breadth and accessibility. It does not present real estate as a single formula, and it does not reduce investing to speculation. Instead, it explains how property type, financing, and management all interact to shape outcomes. That makes it a strong reference for anyone who wants to make more disciplined decisions and understand real estate as a business rather than simply an asset purchase. If you would like to support Eric Tyson MBA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.